Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why you should be working on acquisitions only. This week, the theme is, so you've done 1,000 deals. You're past that 1,000 deal mark. What do you do now?
What do you do? What do you do? I would like to personally
know. You
know
what I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Very little.
Ah.
Because that's what you should be doing. Thank you, Jill. This is exactly what this show is about. You should only be working on acquisitions because you figured everything else out. Everybody else is going to do the heavy lifting for you. You know, there's a lot of places on this planet and in this country where that gets frowned upon.
What?
Like, here's a cliche that I've never understood. Oh, you get other people to do your dirty work.
Huh.
Yeah, I get other people to do my dirty work.
It's called staff.
Why would I do my dirty work?
Exactly.
Why would I do any work, in fact?
Yeah, if I own
the company. If I'm smart enough to do a startup, I'm smart enough to look in the mirror and say, I'm actually probably better than everyone else. This is always just, this is what this show is going to be about.
It's hilarious.
Is it conceited or cocky? I don't know. I don't think so.
No?
But I've never struggled with this concept. Yeah, I'm smarter than everybody else. Maybe I'm not smarter. I just make different decisions than everybody.
That could be
I'm not going to do any work. I'm going to price my mailers and then I'm going to go out on the boat. That's what I do.
I know that. I know that. I have a secret to share about you, which is fun. Not only are you so good at doing your job, I mean, you have it down to where this is great. You spend a lot of time, like once a month.
Once a month.
And that's it.
I spend one day
once
a month doing all the mailers for
right.
the whole month.
So I'm sure a lot of people are like, at least like Monday might be acquisition day. Monday might be getting their mailer together or something. I don't know. You know, pulling the data and everything for that next week. And they do it every single week. Well, imagine this. Just do it, spend more time on it and do it once a month. You know, spend 2 days once a month and then you really can coast, which is really fun.
I spend more time on this podcast than I do on the mail. And this podcast makes exactly $0.
I love it. That's true.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Dave asks, I just want to say a big thank you to Jack and Jill for doing what they do and creating an atmosphere for people to succeed. This is so nice.
Yeah, Dave.
I have used their products and services to start and maintain a consistent six-figure side business.
Ding, ding.
And I'm on my way within the next 12 months of doing this full time.
Good for you. That's why we're here. We need a bell.
This is so good. Where did our bell go?
We used to have a bell, like a sales bell or a happy bell.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know where it is.
This is what happens. Oh, my gosh.
What?
I have to share this with our listeners.
What?
Jill believes... If you live with someone,
oh no,
you know what I'm talking about. Jill believes that I secretly walk around the office and the house and just generally everywhere in our life and remove things.
You kind of do.
To annoy her.
You hide them. You hide things. I leave things on the counter and then I'm going to come back in 10 minutes and then they're gone.
Jeez, you crack me up. We should have a full-blown like relationship argument on the show one time.
Oh.
Anyway, let's finish the question before we start yelling at each other.
Silly. We recently hit the 50 deal mark and are buying like crazy. We have also stepped up our deal value.
Good.
I never had this kind of success fixing and flipping houses or doing rental houses.
Yeah.
That's the best. If you are on the fence about the Land Investors Program or Land Academy Program.
Listen to that. You can't pay for stuff like this.
This is amazing. Oh, I love this, you guys. Thank you, Dave. Get off it and get on the road to success. These guys are the real deal and genuinely care about giving back and helping others to be successful. They are not bags of hot air like some of the so-called REI gurus out there. Thank you, Jack and Jill, or Stephen and Jill. Keep up the great work. That was so nice.
Thank you, Dave. I'll tell you what. Here's what I love about our little group here in our business, actually. It's not like... So, listen, Jill and I, a long time ago, sat down to create Land Academy, and my first gut instinct was to create this IT kind of environment where you basically push a button and money starts coming back. Mm-hmm. In fact, several people have requested this, and my answer is always the same. Because Dave wouldn't appreciate it. The people in our group... You have to really create this yourself. All we're doing is just pointing in the right direction and kind of kicking you in the butt and providing the tools for you and a little bit of direction. Dave's the guy who's doing these deals, not us.
Yeah.
You know, it's teaching man to fish kind of thing.
Exactly.
So that's what's great. So pat yourself on the back, Dave, because so not a lot of people can get to 50 deals making 10, 20, 30,000 bucks a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you're still keeping your job just to make sure.
So let's do the math. So he's did, how long is it? Was it? We just hit the 50 deal mark. I don't know how long it's been, but my point is he's going to be sliding towards 1,000. He's going to be one of those, like this week, he's going to turn around and go, oh my gosh, I hit 1,000 deals. Especially when he kicks it into full-time gear.
Yeah, and I hope that you're because he says he's upping, he's doing everything right. Like he's increasing his net margin per deal. Let's say you make 10 grand a deal.
Right.
You know, that's $500,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 50 times 10,000 is $500,000.
Right.
That's what a deal a week. So,
could you imagine? I mean, on what other place can you have a side gig? And this is not selling Tupperware or any other, you know, insurance or something on the side to make some extra money to pay for kids' college. Six figures on the side is crazy awesome.
On the weekend, too.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it doesn't take 8 hours a day to do 50 yeah. deals. It takes like 2 hours a week.
Isn't that funny? We have a lot of members that say that. They go, wait a minute, I just realized I added it up and I did how much not even trying. Imagine if I tried.
Yep.
Like, yep.
That's kind of what this week is about.
Mm-hmm.
This is you've already 1,000 deal. You know, you've done 1,000 deals. Now what?
Exactly.
So you clearly tried. Today's topic, why you should be working on acquisitions only. This is the meat of the show. This is actually pretty appropriate for the question, too. At this point, after 1,000 deals, you've figured everything out. Here's a list of things that you do in your regular land business. You manipulate data and price it correctly and send out offers, blind offers to a group of people that own real estate that you've identified as potentially wanting to sell for lots of reasons, and that's really what we teach. The mail goes out and your phone starts to ring. Some people call you or they mail back the offer signed. Some people are real angry because you offered too little, and some people want to just hug you and kiss you because you saved their life because you're about to send them a cashier's check. Then the real work starts, and then that's where I shove it all over to Jill.
And that is the truth.
Then what do you have to do, Jill?
It's
a typical real estate deal.
Complete the transaction. If it's under $5,000, traditionally we're doing it ourselves, meaning we're contacting the seller, we're doing the deeds, we do all our own due diligence, we have all the tools and resources that I can check and pull lien reports if I want to, any last little detail I want, I can do it, check the back taxes, all those little details ourselves, and then we send out the notary, send out the cashier's check, arrange it all with the seller. And then once we have that done, it comes back to us, and then we send it in for recording. Now we own it. If it's more than $5,000 traditionally, or it's something funky, then we're going through a title company. And we have a great relationship. We have many great relationships with many different title agents for different things in different areas a little bit. But basically, it's nice because they do all the work. Still, even when you're going through title, you still have to kind of babysit a little bit.
Yeah.
Often, title agents, you're not their only deal.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to keep it moving forward. Sometimes if I don't hear from my title agent and, you know, my team doesn't, in 2 days, they're instructed to call and find out where's the bottleneck.
Yeah.
And it's often as simple as, well, I didn't get a call back from the seller the other day. Well, then they didn't even try to make another call. So we do that and just keep it moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, as a real estate pro, you're exactly right, Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish the...
No.
Then you sell it. All right, so then the acquisition's done, and you post it everywhere on the internet, and make sure you accept credit cards on your website.
That's the best. Have a beautiful description.
You wake up one morning and it's sold.
Right.
You have to. The difference between a novice or a let's say a homeowner when they sell their asset or buy their primary residence and us is that we're professionals at it, and so you do whatever it takes to get the deal done. And you can't just shove it all. I've made this mistake many, many, many times in my life. You can't just shove it all on an escrow agent. I see real estate agents do this all the time. Shove the deal. Oh, my job's done. and their escrow agent's going to do all the paperwork and all the stuff. No, they're not. You have to really, really be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Check the lien reports yourself. Contact everybody. Get involved and stay involved. It's your real estate deal.
Mm-hmm. We do that because it's so easy for us. We have all the information ahead of time. We often do that. I'm often like, by the time I hand it over to the escrow agent, I have a lot of the documents ready for him to go. Like,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they love us.
I already have all this done.
So my point is, with this topic, why you should only be working on acquisitions, none of that stuff happens unless you're buying property cheap.
Right.
You can summarize our whole business model, and you can tell yourself this in the mirror. You are good at buying property undervalued. What's better than that?
Exactly.
What better skill is there than that?
Exactly.
Being good at engineering or accounting or great in your marriage? No. Who cares about that stuff?
Steven.
What matters is you can buy undervalued real estate and consequently sell it immediately.
Gosh, I can't believe, cannot believe you are going there.
Did you ever hear that I've heard psychologists say this.
Oh my gosh.
If to be successful in your relationship, you have to work at it.
Wow.
It doesn't just come easy.
Wow.
To watch I say.
I'm going to start doing
this. Why the hell? Because I don't feel like I work at our relationship. It's probably obvious, isn't it?
Oh, it's obvious.
No, honestly, all kidding aside, do you really work hard at this relationship?
Every day.
Come on. Seriously.
No.
This comes pretty natural to me. I mean,
don't. No.
I don't know.
No, it's all good. No, I'm just thinking of the next time at a cocktail party, someone's going to ask me, so what is it about you two? Why are you guys together? And how have you been together so long? The guy knows how to buy cheap property. That's it.
Yeah.
Is there anything
else
about it?
She knows how to sell it.
Nope. That's it. That's the only reason I'm here.
Oh my God. I'll pay you.
Could you imagine?
Absolutely pay you to say that.
I'm going to do that. I might have the opportunity tonight. We have a house party that we're going to. I'm going to test this. See what people say.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
What's your secret, Jill? Oh, I have a low threshold, high threshold for man dumbness.
You know, the fact that he can buy property so well erases any other flaw.
You know, that's how men think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
This is what men think.
Uh-oh.
Men think that this is how men walk around the planet.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I know the garage is all a mess, and I know that we're over-leveraged on everything, and I'm essentially really, but I'm really good at this one other thing over here.
But I buy her nice things?
No, like, or I work really hard and we get the bills paid or something.
Really?
It doesn't work for women at all that way.
No.
And here's how women walk around the planet.
Uh-oh.
How does that make me feel?
Hold on a moment.
How does that shade of white make me feel?
Oh, Stephen.
Doesn't make me feel good.
That's not true.
How do they walk around?
Well, it might be true.
I know it's true.
A lot of people. I'm just not that way. You know?
How does this dress make me feel today? Oh, I feel fat.
Oh, you're so silly.
It has nothing to do with anything. It's just a feeling.
Do you know what it is? I need to accomplish. You know what? I'm kind of like you. I don't know if I was always this way or I've changed, but I walk around going, I need to accomplish something. I understand that I have to accomplish something every day because I have that too.
I have that.
I can't give myself a day off.
I know, me too.
Until I accomplish something.
Why is that? I have that too.
I don't know. Well, I think I got it from you.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's spreading.
Jill,
see a doctor about it.
Don't be like me. Whatever you do.
That's
what I tell the kids.
I know. It's too late. It's all right. So the next thing that's going to happen, though, is you're going to wake up and going, you know, I just don't feel like cleaning out the garage today.
Right? No, that's not going to
happen. I feel like getting a manicure.
Yeah. Like, yeah, what if your stuff spread to me?
Right? That's what I mean. Wouldn't that be funny? What was this topic again?
I haven't said it in a long time, but I am truly, truly addicted in probably an unhealthy way to doing deals. I am a deal junkie, just like sticking a needle in my arm. I'm addicted to the acquisition feeling of, it happened several times this week on a bunch of info lots in Arizona. And then in some houses too, where it's like, you look at that feeling when it comes in on the spreadsheet,
mm-hmm.
I get notified and I look it up, because I priced it right. It shouldn't be surprising to me if someone signs an offer.
Isn't that funny?
That, you know, oh yeah, we're going to make a ton of money because I set the price. But I still look it up. I get a picture of it if it's a house or an infill lot. And I'm like, oh, there's this, we just made $80,000.
Can't lose.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Next.
Right.
And it's like, I want to stick the needle in my arm 2 hours later.
I know. It's okay. I will help you.
You know what? This actually ties to the topic.
Yep.
Because it's that acquisition, you know, why you should be working on acquisitions only. That's why this all happens.
Exactly. You should be. And that's one of the things too. This is the last point that I have is, and I've talked to people about this too. They try to sub everything out and I say, hold on, Mama, be careful. This one you don't want to sub out.
No, you don't.
You really need to be that very front person because this is where the deal is made. This is when you buy it, you know what your offer price is, they accept it. That takes care of the rest of the transaction.
Right.
You don't have to think about the selling it part. You don't have to think about the posting. You know, all that other stuff you can sub out.
That's right. Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 or so, I guess 17 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another episode where we discuss diversifying your real estate investment company.
And we answer your questions posted on landacademy.com. Go there, find our online community, and it's free.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. It's one, so you've done 1,000 deals a week. Now what?
I wasn't thinking of what else would be funny if girl stuff rubbed off on guys.
I know.
Like, how about this? We were at an event a couple nights ago and these girls walking, you know, like the total peacock kind of thing.
Right.
The way they walk into the room and judge every other woman in the room and quickly assess how they look and what they're wearing compared to every other woman in the room.
And how it makes them feel.
Can you imagine? Usually it's like, I did well. Oh, I look hot. That's how they're hopefully doing. Or like, I need to run home and change. Or I knew I should have wore those shoes. Whatever it is. Can you imagine if a man did that? I'm trying to imagine if you would walk into a room, what it would be like. Oh, I knew I should have wore the baseball hat. Everybody here is wearing a baseball hat but me. I'm going to run out and see if I have one in the car.
You know what men do?
What?
They say... First of all, they look for some guy that they know.
Okay.
So when that doesn't happen, or even if it does, it's like, how long is this going to take?
Yeah.
And how is it not going to suck really bad? And both of those things are always awful.
Oh.
It's almost never works, those events.
Oh.
I try to buy my way out of them. Like if it's a silent auction, I upbid everything like $1,000. And then if it's it's usually centers around raising money, I just get the checks out.
Oh.
And then get out of there.
Oh. I can't decide if that's a good giving thing or antisocial thing.
I don't know.
You're so social. It's so funny. You do great in those environments. I think you secretly have fun and you don't want to admit it.
It's just, initial sting no matter what.
Sometimes.
The initial 5 minutes or 3 minutes are really rough. And then you have to just either decide to bail or just start to act. Like, I turn on Jack.
I know.
Jack comes out.
Okay. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.